Welcome to Health by Heather Hirsch, a podcast dedicated to uncovering many of the women's health issues many of us are wondering about, but few of us are talking about. My mission is to expose the current gaps in knowledge and care on all things women's health. Enjoy.
Welcome to the show, my AOWs. So amazing to have you turn into another episode today. So without further ado, today I want to talk about the difference between or how to spot a menopause guru and a menopause expert and what my definition of menopause expert is. Now, not surprisingly, my definition of a menopause expert, I have some pretty high standards here. And I really want to also differentiate. I don't necessarily mean that a menopause guru is someone who isn't a menopause expert, because you could just say, oh, well, Dr. Hirsch thinks that everyone that's not as, you know, that isn't her or doesn't think exactly the same as a menopause guru. And I don't necessarily think that's true. So today I want to talk about who are menopause gurus, why, how can you spot them, and what makes them dangerous? What lies in the middle of what's helpful that isn't a doctor and what really in my eyes qualifies as a menopause expert? The reason I wanted to do this episode today was because I am in a lot of menopause laywomen Facebook groups. And the reason I'm in so many is I asked to be a member in many of them, probably like in the pandemic, 2019, 2020, as I was starting to make content. And I thought if I joined these groups, it would give me some ideas for content and maybe I could help people along the way. What I realized, particularly in the one, which is like the menopause support group, of which there's hundreds of thousands of women, 122,000 women on last count, and I'm sure there are so many other menopause groups, Facebook groups that are smaller, bigger. I'm sure there are also great ones. I don't want to say that this is the case across the board, but this particular one does not seem to really be run by anybody, doesn't seem to have a lot of parameters around what you can and cannot ask, and it's just really grown rampant. And for some reason, every time I switch over to my Heather Hirsch, like doctor Facebook profile, you know, I see some of these Facebook groups come up. And what really got to me is what I did a TikTok on today, which is I see so many laywomen asking other laywomen for medical help. And that's what really kind of got me along this path of what is happening to women. And certainly there are Facebook groups that you're probably a part of that are about parenthood or retirement or your specific profession. And we all know that there's a double-edged sword here. But menopause is a universal experience. This isn't a rare condition or a rare disease or professionals helping professionals. This is just like all comers coming in asking each other medical advice to something that happens to all women. So it's like sharing? It's glaring and shocking. That's, I guess, what sharing is. It's glaring and a shocking that there's hundreds of thousands of women asking each other for medical help. It's not surprising. Like the whole purpose of this podcast, the whole point of this podcast is that there's clearly not enough medical professionals to help women through midlife and menopause. Because of that, there's a group of gurus that has seen this as a business opportunity. Gurus tend to be, they come in all shapes and sizes. I was going to say tend to be, but you know, I'm thinking of the archetype of the woman who has gone through perimenopause or menopause herself, has seen an integrative doctor, has been put on compounded hormone replacement therapy, and is now making it her mission, and she's selling courses and potions and lotions for women to also be on unregulated stuff. There actually is a person just like this. If you know, you know. And she's really made this into a personal business. This is going to be your obvious, if you're a listener to this podcast, smell a mile away guru. Clearly no medical background, her own personal experience on unregulated medications, and now is encouraging everybody else to do the same and touting her story of how she went from feeling low and crummy and sad and depressed and overweight to feeling vibrant and healthy and have a wonderful, amazing libido again. It's a perfect marketing story because so many women in midlife feel stuck, trapped, frustrated. Their doctors don't help them. Other help is hard to find out or costly, etc. And all of a sudden, they will listen to whatever this stranger says because they can see themselves in her journey. Now, gurus can also be men. There are lots of men gurus out there talking about midlife, women's hormones and cortisol and selling you supplements, vitamins, compounded creams. Oftentimes, if their face is on a vitamin supplement, if anyone's face is on a vitamin supplement, please, for the heavens, do not buy that. That is a guru through and through. That's a guru through and through. Because they're upselling you something. They're making this a business. They're making this vulnerability. They're making this gap in knowledge. They're making a business out of the fact that your primary care doctor, your internist, your endocrinologist is telling you, well, you can't take hormones because those are bad. And you're like, but no, I've been reading, I've been listening to people. You're then going to go to the guru if you cannot find the doctor, of which there are not enough of us. You're going to go to the guru. Gurus can also be companies. Gurus can also be companies. Over on my subscriber only show, I'm going to give you a little bit of my behind the scenes on what's going on or what I'm seeing or what I'm feeling or the energy surrounding a lot of the companies that are starting to help menopause care. Remember, companies are profits. There's nothing inherently wrong with profits, but they're trying to sell you something. And what is that thing that they are trying to sell you? They're trying to upsell to make sure that their business is profitable, that they can sell that business or that they can go public. Okay. So gurus can also be companies. I know it's a hard one to hear, but you're probably not surprised. And a lot of companies are trying to sell you products that you probably don't need so that they can make a profit. And they're jumping on this bandwagon of, I have my own menopause experience and I made a company because of that. There's multiple, there's many, there's actually going to be more coming along the way. And what's guru-ish about this is also most of the time, these are not healthcare providers. So like the woman who is telling you her story or the companies that are starting up trying to tell you their stories and getting just, you know, all this information from the same place you are, there is a lot of guru-ness going on. And quite frankly, I don't fucking like it. Gurus, of course, can also be healthcare providers. And this is where it's sometimes tricky to see a guru from a medical expert. But they tend to be, I see this a lot in the pellet industry, ex-emergency room physicians or anesthesiologists or people who are burned out at their previous medical career who are now opening wellness spas. Wellness spas, you can smell guru from a mile away, right? Things that are unnecessary but it's easy to make a business around when women are not feeling well, when they're going through the perimenopause to menopause transition, they're looking for help, they're looking for support, they can't find answers with their doctors, right? So you as a consumer, it's not your fault. And it's also okay if you've fallen for any of these things. And I wouldn't say fallen, but it's okay if you've tried these things and hopefully none of them have hurt you. But we're going to get into next the dangers of gurus. So wellness clinics, wellness spas, usually run by burnt out clinicians, also pharmacists, burnt out pharmacists or pharmacists looking to make more money. And it's not specifically that it's one type of clinician versus another. MDs, DOs, NPs, pharmacists, they can all be susceptible to falling into creating a guru type of practice, selling you unregulated medications, supplements, vitamins. So what we're seeing with a lot of gurus, guru-ness is either no background in medicine whatsoever, or they've gone rogue. They've gone rogue and, you know, they're burnt out, they're exhausted from their previous jobs, and now they're looking to make some profit. And they're realizing no one's helping women in menopause, and I will sell them this thing. I will sell them estrogen face cream. I will sell them testosterone pellets. I will sell them compounded hormone therapy. I will sell them vitamins that have my picture, my face on them. And the reason it's pissing me off too is because it is, you know, these women are buying these things that are unnecessary and not really helping. Okay. So these Facebook groups are great places for gurus to grow. They're great places for gurus to thrive, to sell. And certainly, of course, on TikTok, which is almost like, you know, combining Facebook with Snapchat, with Instagram stories. A medical expert, on the other hand, is somebody who clearly abides by governing principles of safety and upholding health and not doing things that are necessarily fooey, phony, unregulated, and dangerous. I guess that sounds right, right? Okay. You know, I consider myself a medical expert, and I don't think that I'm the only one that's a medical expert. And there are many other medical experts in their fields. So this doesn't necessarily have to apply to just perimenopause and menopause. This can apply to sleep medicine. This can apply to weight. This can apply to, you know, pick something in there. Podiatry. I'm sure there's podiatry gurus and there's a whole podiatry podcast somewhere and some podiatrist saying there's someone trying to sell you these weird inserts and please, for the love of heavens, stop listening to them. But again, in my world, you know, I am a medical doctor and I did a OBGYN year and then internal medicine residency and then a 2-year fellowship at the Cleveland Clinic in midlife and menopause. And then I've spent the last decade fine tuning my skills in midlife and menopausal care and management. And that includes the updated guidelines from the National Accredited Societies. I don't know why I can't talk today. So NAMS, the North American Menopause Society, IMS, the International Menopause Society, the Endocrine Societies, ACOG, which is the American College of OBGYN, and ACP, the American College of Physicians. And I follow all of those guidelines and societies, but then also give a little bit of interpretation because of my decade of clinical experience prescribing HRT. For example, today I had a lovely conversation with my patient who said to me, "Dr. Hirsch, why doesn't everyone use HRT for prevention of health of heart disease?" And I said, "Well, let's have a long discussion about that. Here's why this is controversial. Here's the data on this side. Here's the data on this side. Here's what I see and what I think, but you can be left to you know, come up with your own interpretation. Your FDA approval indication is this. This is why we're using it for this, but please, you know, women are smart creatures who can think for themselves, so you can make your decision there." And that's how I like to work when I say sometimes everything's not black and white. I can still be a medical expert, but maybe do something that's not perfectly in those guidelines, but there is rationale and logic and safety being considered when making those recommendations. Medical experts, you know, I think that someone who claims to be a menopause expert needs to have a lot of expertise under her belt. I think, don't they say to be an expert, you have to do like 1,000 hours or 10,000 hours, or I don't know how much it is, but certainly a medical expert needs to have hundreds of, if not thousands of hours of experience under her belt to call herself an expert or himself. And an expert is also someone who is constantly learning to be better and smarter and continues to fine tune. So an expert also will know limitations and say when they don't know something and they're going to learn something new. A medical expert is also probably not trying to upsell you and not trying to sell you something that already exists in a cheaper form somewhere else. Now, this is specifically, let's give the easy example of hormone replacement therapy. No one should be selling you something that is FDA approved that's commercially available at an up price. That doesn't make any sense. Now, of course, when you're seeing me, it's costly, but you're paying for the expertise, you're paying for my time, you're paying for my brain, but then I am sending you FDA-approved HRT that is now covered by your insurance than you can get at your pharmacy. There are companies that are upselling these, and that's how they're making their profits. And that, to me, it's getting into the guru-ish. It's a little bit more, actually, this is a company trying to make a profit. That's why businesses exist. But again, it's at the expense of you. It's at the expense of the fact that there isn't enough medical experts. You can't control that. But again, this is my discussion on the difference between gurus and experts. So an expert should really have a lot of knowledge, be constantly learning, should be changing practices as there's more evidence, and should really know all the evidence-based reasons why they are recommending something. And if something is sounding like it's not adding up, or it's too good to be true, or there's no science behind it, or they're giving you scientific studies with 10 participants, this is getting into guru character, guru category. No, guru, cat, what's the word I'm looking for? Country? Well, anyways, regardless, those are really my criterias for medical experts. And then you kind of have your medical experts in training. So I'm so excited that I have had almost nearly 50 medical practitioners now taking my healthcare provider class and course, which is so exciting. This is a course that was actually meant to be a CME course through Harvard, but I since left Harvard and started my own private telemedicine practice. More on that as well. And it's so exciting. I love, love, love teaching. And a lot of these clinicians came in already being NAMS certified, but they still wanted more in-depth, complex cases of how to prescribe and manage hormone therapy. And that's so exciting for me. And you know, what this Facebook group really made me realize is that it's so hard, because I understand that they're looking for support and they're looking for answers. You know, I get that. It's not inherently meant to be bad, but when you have, you know, lay women telling lay women how to interpret their lab work or what to eat or when to eat and et cetera, and giving medical advice, it's just hard to watch. So what can we do about medical gurus? I guess that's the question. Well, again, first, I think, you know, knowing that there are dangers and there are harms here is really important. So let's go through that, because when we do spot a medical guru, there has to be some way to, I guess call them out. The answer, honestly, even I'm a little afraid to do this. But maybe you're not as afraid as me, but maybe you're not as afraid as I am, so go for it. But the dangers here are that, of course, the biggest is, of course, safety. Safety. Safety is number one. And of course, this is what keeps me up at night, especially when I get on some of my pellet rants. If you follow me over on Instagram or TikTok, I'm at Heather Hirsch MD, and I always speak up against pellets. It's not that if you get one pellet or two, or maybe even you've done them for a while, like, yes, you could skirt through and be okay. But the dangers are so obvious. They're so blatant. They're so there. These are unregulated medications. If I don't scream it from the rooftops, if I tamper that message down, it's just not going to get through the social media crowding. When we're compounding, there is so much safety concerns, because progesterone does not get absorbed well through the skin. You're paying a lot of money for these medications that are unregulated. So we don't know exactly what's in them. They have not been studied. All the safety that we know about HRT, about, you know, improving your lifespan, about decreasing cardiovascular risks, these do not apply to compounded medications. So when these gurus are saying things, they're not true. They're not true. And they're putting you at risk. They're putting you at risk here. So safety is number one. Second is wasting your time. It's wasting your time, because it's wasting your money. But you're spending time on something. You're listening to these things. You're hoping for the best when it's really either just placebo or it was nothing special. And it's a financial abuse. And it's also an emotional abuse. It's emotional abuse, because they are, again, trying to trying to take advantage of you at a point where you don't feel well, but just by using marketing 101. And so it really annoys me. It annoys me so much. Every single day, every single week, when I either talk to patients, see my students, you know, these stories, these horror stories, they never cease to just make me think like, oh my gosh, this can't still be going on. But then again, one scroll through my TikTok and I usually stumble upon a couple of gurus every time I'm flipping through there. And I sometimes I want to like stitch their videos, but then I don't. I don't know, maybe I'm cowardly or I'm scared or I don't have the energy, or it's like they're just going to keep fighting me. And they're just going to mobilize their army a little bit more strongly. So I just keep trying to put my message out there. The other thing here is that, back to that Facebook group, is that what's so fascinating and the reason that I actually, you know, never really posted in it is because at first I would post, and it was almost like, because I was a doctor, I was less credible. There's a mistrust of the healthcare community. I certainly could do a whole podcast on that, not just an episode, a whole freaking podcast on why there's a mistrust in the medical community, especially right now. It's still very high. And it's almost like women would prefer to hear from other women, who are going through the same things as them. And so I think part of this message is, you also have power. You have a ton of power to speak up when you think somebody's wrong, to stitch a video, to, you know, say something, say a comment, ask where the moderators are. You have actually a lot more power, I think, in a lot of these groups and these discourses than I do. Because I always get struck with, of course, like, you're just making money for Big Pharma. No, that's not true. I've never made any money from Big Pharma. I don't make any money when I'm sending HRT that's FDA approved to Wegmans, Walgreens, CVS. I don't make any money on that. But I'd rather spend my content creation time making things that are of value to you, whether it's where to find a doctor, what you need to look for, or things that I do differently that I would love to help you with. I'd much rather make content on that. But gurus are lurking everywhere. They are lurking everywhere. And they're going to keep coming up in different forms, in different ways. It's almost like a game, right? Like, what are they dressed like now? Where are they coming? Who are they coming from? I don't think everyone is necessarily meaning to be harmful either. But the harms are, it's just more informational noise for you. The harms are that the safety concerns, of course, spending unnecessary money and funds and time and resources, and people making careers, you know, off of being a guru, but not an expert. And then adding fuel to the fire of the mistrust of the medical community. I am doing everything in my power to help educate medical practitioners, clinicians, doctors, etc., therapists, pharmacists, and I love doing it, but I certainly cannot do it alone. So my army of women, y'all need to be stronger for me here than I can be, because I see this and I would love to know what you think. Send me a message over on Instagram, DM me. I'm at Heather Hirsch MD. Let me know what you think. Gurus versus experts. How can you tell the difference? Send me some of the gurus that you've been seeing out there, because you guys probably see more than I do. I don't follow a lot of people specifically for this reason, specifically because I could not stomach it. Specifically, I do not follow any gurus. But tell me what you're seeing. Tell me what you're noticing. Tell me what's the new thing. I hear HCG, human growth hormone. I'm hearing, you know, all sorts of things. I'd love to know. I also, you know, certainly will look into some of these things. I didn't even talk about Dutch testing. Holy, I've made it to the end of this podcast and I haven't even talked about Dutch test. Dutch test, guru, Dutch test and guru, interchangeable. It's okay if you've had a Dutch test. It's absolutely okay. But that is a guru. It's a heavy topic, because I certainly really want to support women supporting other women, but that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of fishy stuff going on out there that's harmful. For sure. That's the whole point of this show. Ladies, I love you guys so much for listening. I can't believe this audience has just been growing and growing and growing. If you didn't know, I have a book, Unlock Your Menopause Type. It is from a medical expert. It is just a wonderful book. If you're interested, you can find it anywhere books are sold. Unlock Your Menopause Type. Follow me on social media. Leave me a message. I'm at Heather Hirsch MD everywhere on all platforms. And I also see patients. If you're interested in becoming a patient of mine, you can find links on social media or head over to my website, heatherhirschmd.com. I would love to see you. I currently have a license in 8 states and I am working very, very hard financially and with time to get more and more states so I can see more and more of you. Keep on getting on your soapbox. Keep on talking to your friends. Keep on writing on Facebook. Keep on proclaiming what you know to be true, because you've probably spent hours learning evidence-based medicine and you may or may not be a healthcare provider. All right, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll see you next week for a new episode. Bye, everyone. If I haven't already done so, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show. Consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. Also, if you love the show, your stars or a quick review could really help other women who are searching for information on menopause and midlife around the globe find this show. If you want to work with me, consider the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. The link for that is in the description to this show. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all your support, and I'll see you next week for a brand new episode.